855. You can bring up anything you would like at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And in studio with you tonight, it's Ian,
Daryl,
and Mark.
Don't forget, you can join us over on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features we share with you on the site, they're free. In fact, you get to actually control the content of the show. And, well, what I mean by that, you get to control the content of the site. You get to control the show by calling in and bringing up what you want. But online, you get to submit content to freetalklive.com. It can then be voted upon, voted up, voted down, whether you like or dislike. And then in the aggregate, we'll figure out what listeners like you think we should be talking about on the air. So go to freetalklive.com and get interactive there. Daryl, you and I last week, we went on Independence Day.
Yes.
To take a little trip to Concord, New Hampshire.
Yes, we were two of the roughly two dozen people that were there.
Correct, and we were there for kind of, I guess, one main thing and then secondarily something else. The main thing was Adam Kokesh's event that he had called in all 50 states, the so-called Final American Revolution. And we're going to bring Adam on here in a moment to talk about that. And actually, he just got banned from Facebook, and we can relate to that because we've been banned a couple times now at this point. And so we'll touch base with him on a couple of things. But also, there was the NSA protest that was supposed to happen that ultimately didn't happen in Concord due
or maybe happened later in the day. We're not really sure.
The website had no information whatsoever. So basically, even though there was supposed to be something happening in Concord, it appeared as though no one had bothered to schedule it or take the lead on it in any way. And generally, in my observation with activism, if somebody's not heading it up and kind of not necessarily telling people what to do, but just saying, all right, this is what we're going to do. Here's when we're going to do it.
Show up tomorrow.
Yeah. Maybe do a little promotion. Maybe send out a press release. Any amount of organizing the
management.
Event. Management. That's a good term. And so the NSA event in Concord just didn't exist because of that. Nobody picked up the ball on that one. And although the NSA thing did go off very well in some other places, I believe Denver had a fairly large crowd and a few other locations around the country. Anyway, Adam Kokesh is with us. He also has been making news recently because on the day that was supposed to be a secession-related event, Adam, it looked like you showed up early in the morning in Washington, D.C. with what appears to be a shotgun, loaded about four rounds into the shotgun, and then racked it. And it was approximately a 23-second video where you were essentially alone with a cameraman and this gun. And a lot of people were confused.
Might not have even been a cameraman. He might have just set up a tripod.
Could have. Adam, what's the inside scoop? What was going on there? Because a lot of people were confused. They thought you had canceled the event, which you'd made a lot of news about, where a bunch of people were supposed to walk into D.C. from Arlington, Virginia, with rifles strapped to their backs. And then all of a sudden you showed up and did it alone. What happened?
Well, thanks a lot for having me on, Ian. It's always a pleasure. I really appreciate it. And, you know, I just today did a couple local mainstream television interviews. And I got to say, you know, what you guys do with Free Talk Live and the kind of conversation we can have here is so much more important, so much more satisfying. So I really appreciate that. Well, I think in order to answer your question, though, I have to start with, you know, why the single march on D.C. was canceled. And to be totally honest, one of the big reasons was we weren't getting to the numbers. And I knew that if I was going to get arrested and you know, locked in federal prison, just, you know, for giving a speech, literally just for giving a speech at Smoke Down Prohibition on May 18th in Philadelphia, that I wasn't going to be able to pull this off. And I wasn't going to be able to host an event that was going to have to be so carefully choreographed in order to be safe. And, you know, I think it was a really tough decision, but I'm confident that I made the right one.
Well, and I felt, we talked to you at the time, and I didn't realize it was so much of a numbers thing. I felt it was just the right decision simply because, as you're saying, if you do get a bunch of people in one place, I mean, I've had some experience with you know, crowds and activism. You don't know what those people are going to do. You don't know who they all are, and they certainly haven't had any kind of a strategy session beforehand. If it's just random members of the public showing up, you know, you could have an agent provocateur in your midst who decides to throw a beer bottle at some cops, and then all of a sudden, you know, there's shooting.
Everybody's dead.
And so, you know, there's always a lot of big question marks, and when you bring a bunch of people who are all riled up about the government and gun freedom, it could have really been a deadly combo.
Well, I don't know, Ian. I really don't buy exactly that argument. I think there's a, I think what's inherent in that is a certain kind of anti-gun logic. No offense, because I know that you don't endorse any of the of those kinds of angles on this. But I mean, you know as well as I, when you're at an open carry event, when someone hears a gunshot or a car backfire in the distance, it's not like everybody starts shooting each other.
No, I'm not the cops.
Well, it's not you guys that I don't trust with the guns. It's the people that I've been trying to get disarmed for years now. It's the government. Governments with guns are far more dangerous throughout the 20th century than civilians.
But it seems like everybody wants 20th century.
A lot of people were raising that argument from both sides with that one. And either way, you're absolutely correct to point out that it would have been a delicate situation, that it would have taken a certain amount of what I would have called, I use the term choreography, to have people in formation, to have it very clear, to have, you know, absolute, you know, non-aggressive postures very obvious. And I just wasn't confident moving forward with the plan. But what we've decided to do now, and I think a lot of people are excited about this because, and I know, you know what, I really love talking to you guys about stuff like this because you're such, so enthusiastic about finding real solutions and getting past the kind of BS of the political solutions and calling for the abolition of the United States federal government entirely is one that I know you guys are, you know, it maybe not, you're not going to put up any kind of resistance and tell me why we need the federal government or why it's essential.
That's why I think Daryl and I went to the event was because...
I don't even think we need the government in Concord.
Right, I mean, I agree with that. But.
I mean, as a anarcho-capitalist, voluntarist, libertarian, you know, there are steps in the right direction. And saying, well, we're going to beg the government to do this or to do that or give up this power or we're going to fight for this inch and then they take a mile behind our backs, you know, I don't think that's going to do it. And a lot of libertarians do that and say, well, Adam, what you're talking about is pretty drastic. And I think not doing anything at this point is more drastic, but the abolition of the federal government is really an idea that should bring people together. And so for next year, it's not about guns. It's about marching on D.C. to end the Fed. And, you know, it never was about D.C. gun laws. It was about are we better off with or without the federal government. And already, you know, we had thousands of people throughout the country. Some events, you just had one or two, and I was very happy that we had all 50 state capitals covered. In Denver and in Austin, we had really huge turnouts, at least, I think Alex Jones reported from Austin. It was over 800 and at least a few hundred in Denver. So we were really excited to have that kind of turnout and have that many people come out and take the pledge of resistance, which, you know, I don't care if people take it. The event for next Independence Day, it's not about the pledge.
Now, this was something that you wrote and asked to be recited at these final American Revolution events, which, you know, for our listeners that aren't familiar, the idea changed from going to D.C. strapped with guns to 50 state capitals, not necessarily focusing on guns or anything like that, but focusing on secession and delivering a message of, calling it quits on the federal government.
And certainly with the spirit of civil disobedience, and for the credit of everybody that came out, I want to say there were some really gutsy things that we saw. The way that the people open carrying were confronting police in Texas when they were asked to unload their weapons, they refused. In California, carrying ammo. In Maine, with open carry, you know, with various degrees of legality. People smoking bowls of marijuana in front of their state capitals, as you had in Concord. The person who read with the pledge with an AK strapped across, you know, I was really glad to see that there are enough people that were inspired. But I think it's time to start fundamentally changing the conversation. And
I totally agree, and that's one of the reasons why I think secession is such an important issue. I mean, here in New Hampshire, we have formed the New Hampshire Liberty Party, which is a pro-secession. Like, the number one issue of the political party is secession, and then, you know, secondary to that is individual liberty. But there's also the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence, which just launched a few months ago here, which is more of an educational organization around the ideas of kind of declaring independence, having New Hampshire declare independence. So I came up to your event, loaded up with a brand new Foundation for New Hampshire Independence flyers.
Those flyers are great.
Yeah, I handed those out to a bunch of people there. So can you stick with us for another segment here, Adam?
Hey, more than happy to.
All right, more with Adam Kokesh here from AdamVersusTheMan.com. We'll continue in moments because I got a few more tough questions that I want to throw out there for Adam about this the event. And we'll continue with your thoughts as well. It's Free Talk Live.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-945-9104. That's 1-800-945-9104. 1-800-945-9104. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you'd like at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you. We've got a bulletin board system that allows you to get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. Just go to bbs.freetalklive.com. You'll find that there, and you can do that free, just like everything else on our site, bbs.freetalklive.com.
Jason Osborne, the guy who runs SACL CAI and the sponsor of our phone lines here, has a podcast. He and a couple of other dudes do School Sucks Project at schoolsucksproject.com. It's a podcast and a call-in show, a YouTube channel, web community, and, you know, they promote real education and deconstruct state indoctrination.
They discuss learning alternatives, self-education, critical thinking, peaceful parenting, personal growth, and better communication strategies. You can go see their 12-part Kids Are Not Defective podcast series. Go ahead and take a listen to that, because it's really great stuff at schoolsucksproject.com.
All right, so we've got Adam Kokesh on the line here. He is the guy behind Adam versus the Man at AdamVSTheMan.com. And he's a polarizing character in the liberty movement because, well, when you're out there and you do something that's valuable, and I think Adam does that on a regular basis. He creates television programming that he's been doing for a while. Originally he was doing it with RT, and then he struck out on his own and did his own, web YouTube series and podcast at the same time. Still is doing some of that stuff, although as I understand it, Adam, there's some scheduling conflicts or something's been happening where you've had to cut back on production. Is that true?
No, we just stopped doing the show live because
I see.
We were having some challenges with the audio in that, but we got we also got a strike against our YouTube channel, which, as you know, happens all the time. So we're waiting to get another partner channel approved so we can do live broadcasting on that.
Yeah, speaking of strikes, you ended up getting hit by Facebook here. I want to make sure we cover that and find out what that's all about here. But 855-453 is the toll-free number. Adam Kokesh is here with us. So anyway, as I was saying, you create something valuable. People have been attracted to that. I think your YouTube channel has well over 50,000 subscribers. No.
We just hit like 70-something.
Really? That's great. Yeah, maybe I'm thinking your Facebook page has like 56.
We just did 70 on that. We're at just under 75 on YouTube now. Yeah, the last 2 or 3 months have been great.
You're right. It is like
both
69.
Of those numbers are well over 50,000.
Yeah, that's huge. Though. That's huge. And so when you get to that level of popularity, there's going to be people that are going to hate on you, and that's just how it is. You can't get rid of those people. You just have to kind of let them be. And go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sure you guys are well familiar with that, and I think part of the dynamic would be similar for you, although I've been a little more caustic, and one of the things that you and I have in common in calling out the sort of fake libertarians within the movement, you know, those who are not so philosophical or, you know, like Glenn Beck, right? If Glenn Beck started hating on you, would you be saying, oh, we pissed off somebody who's important in the liberty movement?
No, I'd be grateful because he'd be giving me all this attention, and that would be great for people tuning in.
Please, Glenn, do what's right for liberty and hate on Free Talk Live.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, and Adam versus the Man, while you're at
it.
You're at it. And I honestly think Glenn Beck is moving in our direction.
Right. Of the people on the radio, Glenn Beck does, you know, of the major top 10 folks on the radio, Glenn Beck is one of my favorites.
And he's moving in our direction. I think, you know, I think he's doing it as slowly as he can get away with, if anything. But, one of the reasons I've been so controversial is because I call people out in the movement, and some people have at least referred to me as, you know, like a cop for the liberty movement, you know, as the guy calling out people for unlibertarian behavior, policing the ranks of the liberty army. And, you know, I really don't have a lot of tolerance for people who call themselves libertarians and then support policies that violate the non-aggression principle.
It's always
been
frustrating for me, and that was the reason why I publicly resigned from the Libertarian Party in 2008, just before they actually accepted Bob Barr, which is a real low point for them as their libertarian presidential candidate. I mean, you want an indicator of how far this particular organization has fallen away from principle that they could even consider Bob Barr as an option for president. It's ridiculous. So I want to hold you to the flames here for a moment, because you've made the claim earlier that there was these big turnouts at the at your event, which happened in 50 states. There were 50.
I didn't say it was big. It was big in Denver and Austin.
Well,
I wanted to focus on
because in Denver, I looked at some of the video footage there, and it looked to me like that was an NSA protest. And, you know, I don't know if it's fair to say that everybody that was at whatever that event was there necessarily for the final American Revolution, which was the event that you had created. What do you think about that?
I think that's great. I think that there was a little bit of synergy there. You know, really what I've been doing for years since I was an activist was saying, like, hey, you got a day off, and they're calling it Independence Day. Can we not celebrate collectivism? Can we, you know, please? Can we try something meaningful? And, I think Restore the Fourth is kind of like, let's vote for liberty, you know, but even more pathetic. I it's definitely meaningful and significant, and I support it, and I think it's great, and I promoted it myself on the show to say, hey, you don't don't want to come out for the final American Revolution, you can still stand with people for Restore the Fourth and
right.
get out there.
I don't think there's anything wrong with, you know, and I'm not saying anyone was piggybacking. I think everybody just independently picked that particular day because, you know, people have time off work, so why not? But, you know,
the report
I don't think there's anything wrong with piggybacking off another event because then you can share information, share ideas.
I don't even think that it was piggybacking, and I think the Restore the Fourth thing, it was sort of playing on the double entendre of Fourth Amendment and Fourth of July.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
it was an anti-NSA, don't spy on me. Here's the Fourth Amendment that says that you can't do these things.
Well, and the report I got from Denver was that they ended up combining.
Yeah, sure. I mean, it would make perfectly good sense.
That's what I would have done, too. I mean, there was a handful of people that did show up, like three people that showed up in Concord looking for the NSA thing. Of course, there was nothing scheduled on their website, so there wasn't really anything to point them to. But, yeah, I think that makes sense. The only reason I brought it up is because at every event where there wasn't an NSA event, the turnout was very, very slim, and disappointingly slim, I would say, because, yeah. you know, a lot of people will point to the event and say, oh, this is all about the cult of Adam Kokesh, and to me, that's not what it was about. To me, you just came up with a good idea. You put it out there, which was to talk about secession on Independence Day and to go out and to do it in state capitals. To
Absolutely.
Me, that's what it was about. That's the reason I came. I didn't come out because, you know, Adam told me to. You didn't. You just created the event, and I thought it was a good idea, so I went out to it. And I think that that to me it was a real example of how slim the level of activism is in the liberty movement and how spread out people really are, because maybe there was a few hundred people across all of the U.S., but there were places like Albany. There was like this infamous picture of, you know, two guys sitting on the state house steps completely alone, and, you know, you count the cameraman, you got three people. Just to look at that, it was a real disappointment to me to think, gosh, you know, liberty movement, where are you? It's not like you, Adam Kokesh, are an unpopular person. Plenty of people must have heard about this event, over 6,000
yeah.
people. On the Facebook, there was like the main event Facebook page, and then you made 50 other events. So there was like the main nationwide kind of promote this event, and then there were the other ones. The main page had something like 6,000 plus people saying they were going to attend, and I doubt you even got 10% of that nationwide. So,
well, if you'll have me on for one more,
yeah,
I'd like to talk about the movement issues here.
Yeah, I definitely want to focus on that here, because for me, I mean, it's kind of what I expected, but I thought it would be a little better than that.
It was at least a few thousand total.
All right,
yeah.
Stand by. I'd say that's really optimistic, but hang on. We'll bring Adam back. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. If you factor out the NSA protest, I don't know if that's true. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines, and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. Radiation vibrates blood proteins, breaking off the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerated iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population, below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING them.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you would like at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, and all the features we give away, so enjoy those. Again, freetalklive.com. We've got archives that go back for years. Show's been on the air for a long time, and you can go back for literally years of this program, all the way back to late 2006. We've been doing the show since 02. You can actually get some of the original season archives, too. Just go to freetalklive.com, click into the archives page for details on that, and you just download as many as you like. Cost to you, the time it takes to click. Go to freetalklive.com.
I'm leaving tomorrow for Freedom Fest. It's the largest liberty-oriented event in the world. And this year, luminaries like John Stossel, Grover Norquist, Rand Paul, Steve Forbes, Art Laufer, and many more people from across the libertarian spectrum will be there speaking. It's going to be held July 10th through the 13th. So this week at Planet Hollywood on the Strip in Las Vegas. Nothing like Freedom Fest. I'm really excited. There's nothing like Vegas. It's going to be a great time. Go ahead. You can still get tickets. Go to freedomfest.com. You don't want to miss it. Freedomfest.com.
All right. We've got Adam Kokesh on the line here. AdamVSTheMan.com is his website. And actually, we do actually have a call on hold. Adam, you don't mind going to the phones here in a short bit, right? I know we're going to...
Not at all.
Okay. But I know that you wanted to comment on the status of the movement, because to me, looking at some of the pictures that came out of the rallies that you created on Independence Day, what you called the final American Revolution, I thought Concord was one of the best, with about two dozen people that showed up. Some of the other ones were five, three, six, mm-hmm. Six people.
There were about a dozen people in Sacramento talking to the park ranger.
I would say there was a few
was
dozen
discussing what they could do with the permit that they had applied
for. Yeah, the guys applied for a permit in California.
We're so mad we're going to fill out a permit. To tell you how mad we are.
Not a good idea. If you're going to have a revolution, you shouldn't be asking permission.
and we're definitely not doing this for next Independence Day. And I want to say this is going ahead with or without me, no matter what happens to me. If I get arrested, if I get disappeared, if I say it's canceled, don't listen to me. Independence Day next year, we're going to be marching the same
happen
route.
There? What do you want to see happen next year as opposed to what happened this year? Because this year you were supposed to go, just to recap for our listeners, the idea was go to the state capitol, gather with others, you have have a statement that Adam wrote up about, you know, independence and read that, you know, declaring independence and promoting the idea of secession. Read that statement, gather together, maybe march or something like that. What do you want to see happen next year?
Well, let me about this year. Let me say I had a very, very specific objective in mind, without any expectation of significant turnout. So when we did have significant turnouts in some places, I was just thrilled. I was icing on the cake. I just wanted to have two people minimum at every state capitol so we could get one person reading the statement and put that together and make a video.
How many videos did you get of that, by the way? Because I know we provided one from Concord with the masked man with the AK-47, which kind of like fit into all the categories. Like it was a guy with a gun. Open carrying and reading the statement. I know that wasn't kind of the focus of the event anymore, but we can do that easily here, so that was like no problem. But how many actual videos came out?
We've had dozens that I've seen posted on my Facebook wall, and our national coordinator is emailing them a lot that haven't been posted to my editor here, and so we're still compiling that. It'll be sometime in the next week we're going to get that out.
Dozens of people actually reading the statement on video?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, that's great.
Okay. Yeah, no, so it was we had, from what I understand, we had someone at least doing that at all 50 state capitals. And
that's
to me,
good
that
to
was,
know.
That was the major accomplishment.
It was a real delay in getting some of those videos out. I know that maybe they're just slower on the uptake in some of the other areas because we had that thing cranked out within hours of
you guys,
the happening.
Come on. You guys are setting the bar pretty high in New Hampshire.
But it shouldn't be like that, right? Like, there should be...
That's what I want to talk about, Ian, because like I did not have expectations that we were going to have huge crowds for these, and I love talking to you especially because I really feel like you guys, but Ian especially, you're co-conspirators in this and really get what we're trying to accomplish here, and in a sense we're facing a right now that seems deflated and unenthusiastic, and this is my narrative, at least of what I've seen happen in the last year and a half or so, that in the wake of the Ron Paul campaign, people were saying, well, I'm going to host an event and I'm going to get some awesome speakers there. And I'll bet you guys have been called to speak at a number of events like this where you have some delusionally optimistic organizer saying, well, if I just get Mark and Ian there, you know, then there's going to be a crowd and then we're going to sell tickets and we're going to make money and it's going to be a success. And you get there and there's like no one there. And it's this assumption that
we haven't done that because we pretty much only do Free State Project events and there's no problem.
Yeah. Well,
we did the Bitcoin thing, which was awesome out in California. But besides that, we only really do New Hampshire stuff. But are you saying you've done that, like appeared at like a Libertarian Party event and like nobody comes?
I've done a few where just the turnout is like nowhere near the budget, and I saw this happening early on, and I really scaled back my presence at events because I've been stiffed by organizers too that like promised to pay for basic reimbursement for expenses, and then we're like, sorry, you know, we just assumed that if we had an event, everybody would show up and they'd find out on their own, and we don't really have to promote it. But, you know, events are hard, and there aren't, you know, a lot of events that really justify the physical presence. And for libertarians who are as smart as they are, you know, saying, well, why do I have to show up in person when I can learn everything from behind my keyboard? Mm. You know, it's tough to get people to show up. And I think there's that enthusiasm gap because a lot of people got bit in the ass trying to do events after the Ron Paul campaign when they thought things were going to be building. They thought, well, hey, we've got a Ron Paul meetup that can turn into an organizing team to just do events. And it was like, no, it doesn't work
that way. You know, it's certainly true that it's been my observation that after a great political campaign, and Ron Paul, I mean, can be described no way besides great campaigns that really, you know, riles people up, gets them excited about liberty, gives them something to do. Then Ron Paul's gone. It happened in 2008 and it happened in 2012. Ron Paul disappears and then poof, what do those people do? Well, they have no network. I mean, all they have is the Ron Paul network and all they know how to do is Ron Paul things. They're not sure what else to get involved in and they feel kind of burned out because there's not that person who they can focus their efforts around, and there's a lot of burnout in politics. And it's unfortunate, but it's real. And one of the reasons why it's real is because people are so alone out there. I mean, they're even within a Ron Paul group, you're still probably only talking about up to a dozen or a few dozen people, depending on the metro size and all that. So when I was looking at all these videos and you know, pictures of your event, I just, of course, was thinking to myself, gosh, sure, it would be great if all these doers would come to New Hampshire and get active here, because here we have over 1,100 people coming up on 1,200 that are already here as part of the Free State Project. 14,000 plus people have pledged to move. We had John Bush, actually, you know, who was always really pushing Austin. He signed up for the Free State Project at this year's Porcupine Freedom Festival. I think he's going to split his time between both locations, but that was a real big thing. And I guess another YouTube blogger, Amanda Billy Rock, today put out a video saying she intends to move to New Hampshire.
Oh, and that's an excellent video, yeah. Don. It's titled One Time at Anarchy Camp.
One Time at Anarchy Camp, about her experience at Porkfest this year.
That's hilarious.
So we're seeing more people come on board with this idea, and just looking at some of the really poor turnouts around the country, I hope you can ramp it up for next year, Adam, but if you don't, when are you going to move up to New Hampshire?
Oh, that's a great question. When the weather improves?
You should be good at it by now, because he plugs you with it every time you're on the phone.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's my emergency retirement plan. I'm happy to support the Free State Project. I love what you're doing there, and I love the community. I can't stand the climate. I'd be much more likely to move to Austin. But I think the point of developing, you know, physical pockets of agorism is important. But, you know, even then, you know, is physical location becoming less relevant in politics altogether?
No
now?
Way.
Are political
Not
events becoming less relevant?
I would say that politics is impossible almost anywhere but New Hampshire. But, you know, here in New Hampshire, we've had Republicans and Democrats, both liberty-minded people, getting elected already, even with only 5% of the movers. So I would say politics, for the most part, is pointless anywhere else. Let's actually bring Adam on here, a different Adam, listening in Baltimore. Adam, you're on with Adam from Adam versus the Man.
AFTL crew.
Hey.
Adam. How much time I got?
We can hang on to you, but do you want to throw a question out real quick?
I got a few questions. I'd rather just go to the other break.
All right, well, stand by. I was going to give you the chance to tease it, but I guess you don't want to do that. 855 450 free.
He's on radio, folks.
Yeah.
They don't get it.
Yeah, that's all right, though.
Adam, weren't you going to set a flag on fire?
No, hang on. We'll bring back Adam Cogan. One more segment, Adam.
Already
stick with us, okay? More coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-921-5663. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-921-5663. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-921-5663. That's 1-800-921-5663.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Learn how one woman with diabetes had neuropathy pain in her feet go away and her blood sugars come into a more healthy range. In 10 months, one woman got off Prozac after taking this one supplement. In 2 months on this same supplement, one boy's chronic constipation went away and his speech problem cleared up for the first time in his life. Learn how this one supplement is creating a multitude of unique and inspiring stories that can be heard on this free recorded message at 866-844-1047. That's 866-844-1047.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy bio- byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you would like at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features that we share with you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. Like the show? Want to help support Free Talk Live? Well, please do. You can shop with us by going to shop.freetalklive.com. You enter Amazon through the links you'll find there, and Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. So whatever you're looking to buy, Free Talk Live, or rather Amazon, will probably have it, and then we'll get a cut when you enter through shop.freetalklive.com. We've got Amazon US, Amazon Canada, Amazon UK. You just click into the right one for you at shop.freetalklive.com and get your shopping started. We've got Adam Kokesh, who is thankfully stuck with us through the end of the hour here. We've got another phone call that we're going to get to at 855-450-FREE. If you've got a question for Adam, he is sticking with us here through the remainder of this segment. The Free State Project, of course, we mentioned a few moments ago. You can go to freestateproject.org to get signed up for that. And Austin, you know, it's a pretty cool place. I would say it's probably the next competitor to the Free State Project, but there's no chance that Texas is going to get freed, so it's not really a competitor for the Free State Project. If there's anything happening in Austin, it's that there's a decent community of liberty-minded folks. But even then, Adam Kokesh, I'm going to hold your feet to the fire again on this. You claimed there were hundreds of people in Austin who showed up for the rally, the Independence Day rally, but according to news reports and the video that I saw, it appears as though it was actually a gun rights organization, Open Carry Texas, that was having an open carry event on that same day. So, of course, the question is how many people were there for the Open Carry Texas event and how many people were there for your event, and that makes it very difficult to ascertain participation.
Sure. Well, I mean, I don't think like that's really putting me on the spot. I mean, I wasn't there myself. I was reporting numbers that I've heard. Like I said, it's great that other people are doing things that are meaningful with their Independence Day for whatever reason. And I know that we had a significant number of people there as well, specifically for the Final American Revolution event. But I don't think it's really important to debate numbers. It's not like that was what was significant about the event.
Well, right. I thought the ideas were what were significant. But the reason why the numbers are important to me is because I wanted to see who's motivated by the idea of secession. I mean, if indeed there are hundreds of people who turned out in Austin, but most of them were turning out for an open carry event, then that wasn't a bunch of people coming out for secession. Now, if there were some secessionists there, then they could have spread the idea of secession to those folks, and I think that's a good thing. But in the areas where it was just the Final American Revolution event, turnout was very, 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 very poor, which either either means that, you know, you can't rally people to go out to things, or the liberty movement is just, you know, terrible at getting out there and doing things. And I think it's the latter, personally.
And even here in New Hampshire, where we know for a fact that there are at least 1,100 liberty lovers, there were still
who are supposedly activists.
Well, Ian, to be fair,
still
it's
less
both.
Than two dozen.
But in my defense, I did spend, you know, 6 days leading up to this event in federal prison incommunicado. So,
well,
it does make it kind of difficult.
I don't think that you can. I think people that put the blame on you for this are mistaken, because you can't be expected to organize all 50 events. I mean, you did create the events, from what I can tell, on Facebook, but, you know, for somebody to expect you to, you know, micromanage every single one of those events and figure out what's going to happen and where it's going to happen and what
right.
time and all those things is ridiculous. That would be someone else's responsibility to step up and do. And I think that's where there was a disconnect, where, you know, you kind of created the idea and put it out there. And one of the problems I've seen in this movement, and it is true in New Hampshire as it is anywhere else, is that there's a lot of people with great ideas, but very few people who are the kind of the doers that it requires to take an idea and run with it. And of course, if the doer is the person who comes up with the idea, then it usually gets done. But if it's somebody else who's like the idea man, and then they're hoping that doers are going to pick up the idea, that I just haven't seen work very well over time. But nonetheless, people did come out. There are videos, and I'm looking forward to seeing more of them. You said your Facebook page is probably a good place to go and get those things?
Well, we're going to have something more comprehensive come out on our YouTube channel. We're kind of hoarding footage right now to
okay.
release it slowly as it's properly edited. But what I'm really looking forward to is the montage of, you know, one person at each event reading one line
cut
cool. together to make the entire pledge. That was the main thing I was working towards.
Let's get back to the other Adam. He's been waiting
yeah.
patiently here in Baltimore. You said you had a few questions for Adam Kokesh?
Yeah, I'm just going to get right to my questions. I want to get the YouTube trolls address for your latest video, Adam, with the cock and the shotgun.
Sure.
Which I thought
sure.
was great, by the way. Even if you did it really, really early in the morning, it still takes balls to do that.
Oh, they're pissed. I mean, the D.C. police, for listeners that don't know, we barely touched on this at the beginning of the hour. Adam Kokesh showed up in D.C. basically alone with what appeared to be a shotgun. You even claim yourself, Adam, that you committed felonies in that particular video. So it looks like you're really there cocking a shotgun and racking it with rounds.
Yep.
Are they coming after you? I imagine they're investigating this pretty thoroughly.
Yeah, the police have already announced that they are investigating, but as is being pointed out by a lot of people, if David Gregory can get away with, his little violation of the law to make a point in a TV studio, there's no reason I can't in a public square.
David Gregory, is that the guy that held up the clips
from yep. MSNBC
in a studio in D.C.?
Right. Yeah, 30-round magazine.
Go ahead, Adam, in Baltimore. I think I didn't even get to your question. What was it?
Okay, the YouTube trolls are bringing up the issue of, did you green screen this?
We have irrefutable evidence that it was not green screened, and there are the CCTV cameras that were all over that area that cover that particular plaza that will back that up.
Well,
as well.
Plus it's not like you're saying you weren't there. I mean, you're claiming you were there. That should be enough right there, you know, for them to go.
I don't try to propagate these green screen conspiracy theories.
Be like, yes, here are green screens. I have lots of them.
I also have already uploaded to YouTube for a private video irrefutable evidence that it was not green screened, and if necessary, we will release.
You've got a video showing the camera and you in the shot?
Who knows?
Something like that.
He's teasing you with that one. Adam, other questions. Go now.
Yeah. There's a lot of people talking about whether D.C. actually falls under constitutional jurisdiction. Does anybody on this line know that answer?
That sounds like a conspiracy theory to me.
Yeah,
or a technicalitarian argument, when the reality is none of America falls under the Constitution anymore.
Yeah, all the guys that signed it are dead.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
I'm glad you guys made a point earlier about how, like, you know, there's a lot of people who just don't show up to libertarian events. You know, there's a lot of social media activism, but, you know, you don't see a lot of stuff in person. I don't know if that's because a lot of libertarians are broke, myself being one of them. Or just I don't know what the deal is.
Well, I mean, Daryl, you're not exactly well off at the moment, but you were able to attend this particular event.
Yeah,
with
I got
me.
Off work, and
you can do things called carpooling, and it helps.
In a car
really,
with you,
yeah, it helps keep the cost down of attending things. Of course, if you live in another state, like I was talking about, if I had lived in Florida, there would have been no way in hell I would have driven to Tallahassee from Sarasota. That's like a 5-6 hour drive one direction. So I just wouldn't have gone because I wouldn't have. Like I was curious to see how much the turnout would be, but for me, satisfying that curiosity here in New Hampshire takes an hour. I drove to Concord in, you know, less than an hour. So also,
if you're another place besides New Hampshire, the activists in your town, you may not even know them because they're spread out so thin, it's more difficult to get a ride, whereas here in Keene, New Hampshire,
there's a real community.
Dozens.
Yeah. Adam, thanks for the call in Baltimore. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-453. Adam Kokesh, we also said we're going to touch on the Facebook thing. You got banned recently. For how long was the ban, and what was the reason?
Well, it's so funny because it was for posting a video called Obama Bitter Over Gun Control Laws that has nearly 20,000 views on YouTube and was not involved. I don't even know what's controversial about it. It's just me doing a segment on my YouTube channel, you know, during a podcast and talking about the legislation that failed and Obama being bitter about it. But somehow that got pinged by Facebook, and it's not even something that I'd posted recently. It was a 7-day ban for my personal account, but we found what's really funny is we found a way around it right away because I don't use my personal account for anything on Facebook. I only use the fan page because, you know, they have the number limits for personal pages. So I was able to log on with my manager's account and do everything that I would normally do interacting with the audience there, and he was able to keep posting our regular stuff. So, I mean, it's just kind of a little quirk in the system, and it's an interesting issue to study, and I've got a lot of videos and commentary on, you know, how Facebook, you know, plays into the establishment hands and yada yada, but it's still a great force compared to, you know, the world without it for people being able to connect even with these restrictions. But it's just kind of funny to see these weird quirks, like for no good reason. Hey, guess what? Now you're banned for 7 days. Okay.
We got plenty of good stories about weird Facebook quirks. The fact is, we got banned. I think it was the 3-day ban. It might have been the week-long ban.
Well, first it was a click once, then it was a 24-hour ban, then it was a 3-day ban.
Specifically, the 3-day ban was for posting about a Facebook page for some bikini-clad gals that feed parking meters.
The policy says that if you have a history of violent criminal activity, you can't be on Facebook, so they have to make the government take all of their pages down.
Yeah. Adam Kokesh, great point. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate you coming on as always. AdamVSTheMan.com. More Free Talk Live coming up.
Quantum vibe. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. With brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system. On a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So go to beyoungagain.com for a free copy of my jaw-dropping lecture. It may shock you, but it could save your life. So go to beyoungagain.com. Again, that's to beyoungagain.com.